Mission Network News, 1 minute version, Wednesday, August 3rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. Bombings in Egypt and England have Christians on alert. Sat7's Debbie Brink says they have offices in both countries. She says as violence increases against what appears to be Western influence, she's hoping their programming diffuses those feelings. Since they don't attack Islam and use Arabic-speaking Christians to produce their programs, it legitimizes Christianity for them as not just a Western religion. Pray for their special programs that are focusing on the tragedy. And WideNet International Ministries is using technology in service and evangelism. They opened earlier this year to provide world-class technology and consulting to Christian ministries to help them fulfill their mission more efficiently. What's exciting is how WideNet is leading the lost to Christ through technology training conferences. Pray that more Christians will get involved. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. More information on these and other stories available at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.